Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I will be discussing a topic today that many may have heard of and may be familiar with, but it's called Fallen Angels. The subject of the podcast today is Fallen Angels. Now, if you don't know what Fallen Angels are, they are the angels that was kicked out of the heaven with Satan, who took one third of the angels. And so that's why they call them fallen angels. And fallen angels, believe it or not, are among us walking around as men, disguised themselves as regular, ordinary men. And there are women that are married to fallen angels. Now, you're going to say, well, how you know that? Well, because the Most High showed me in many visions of these angels, and they can take various forms. But the most profound dream that I had took place just maybe 3 nights ago. And I'm going to share that one, and then I'm going to share some other insight and wisdom that the Lord gave me. Now, I'm going to just give you the interpretation of the dream, because if I go into the dream, which is symbolic, I may confuse some, and I'm not going to do that. If you don't have the gift of dream interpretation, you pretty much wouldn't understand. But basically, I seen a woman, which this woman was myself, actually. And, you know, and I'm at the age now where if I was to give birth, it would definitely be a miracle, because I'm beyond the age of child rearing. I mean, nothing is impossible, but I'm just saying. So anyway, in this dream, it's crazy because they can also shape-shift. All right, so a cat was in my house, and the cat pretty much was, I guess, checking the environment out, you know, for the male fallen angel to, I guess, you know, come into my life. Well, anyway, end up, I guess, you know, nursing three of these fallen angel seed. Now, when I realized that offspring, when I realized that the seed was not human, that it was somehow I was revealed and shown that this was not a human seed, even though I knew it, that mother part of me still was nursing it secretly. It was trying to nurse me, you know, nurse for me, but I wouldn't let it. And then eventually I gave in. These beings, as soon as, thank you, Jesus, the Lord knows what you need, because as soon as I start telling this, an angel came in here to comfort me, because they know I don't want to tell it. The Lord know I don't want to tell it, because a lot of times when you talk about certain things, if people are not knowledgeable on a subject, some people, you know, their denial of the fact that it's taking place, you know, they were trying to make you the, you know, a ridicule or butt of jokes. But I know, you know, just now when the Lord sent one of his messengers in here to let me know, go ahead and tell it. Let me just say this, and I'm going to get back to, you know, the dream. But let me say, some of you women are single, and let me tell you, please don't rush into marrying, you know, a man, you know, just because you want to get married. Make sure that you pray and you fast and you seek the Lord, because these beings are so charming, okay? I told y'all before how I was in the presence of one, and in one of my other podcasts, you got to go back and listen to it, that I was being mind controlled. That's how powerful they are. But if you got the Holy Ghost, it will rise up in you and it will tell you, you know, this ain't right. So I'm telling you, don't rush into marriage, because a lot of them are walking around, you know, looking like regular men, but they're not. Okay. Anyways, I nursed it to, you know, got grown and everything, and then it began to blend into society. And some of them now are in high power positions. Some of them have successful businesses. They look just like you and me, except for I was able to watch them shapeshift. Now, if you don't know what shapeshift is, Google is your friend, okay? A lot of times when I be posting things, you know, on my Facebook page, people will ask questions in the comments, and all they have to do is just Google it. Take an initiative to start researching things for yourself and stop, you know, getting used to people answering, you know, your questions. You could just take an initiative and start researching, and you'll find it out. It ain't hard to do. Well, anyway, and shapeshift in my face, and I seen it, and it was the most horrible looking thing I ever seen in my life. And then it went right back to a man, and I seen it, a regular, ordinary man. I seen it with my own eyes. And then it got to the point where, you know, it called itself mocking me, you know, by saying, thank you for nursing me, you know, like, you know, like you helped to put me on this earth, you know. And I am telling you right now, it was a very disturbing dream. But immediately when I woke up, you know, the Lord began to tell me exactly, you know, why he showed me this. And I have to use my platform, you know, to tell people. There may be some people that's going to hear this podcast and may be married to one. Okay? Because eventually, you know, once they plant their seed, that's their mission, to, you know, to get women pregnant, to carry their offspring. And I heard another woman on YouTube talking about it, and I thanked her in the comments, because, you know, I don't question what the Most High tell me, but it usually when I see something, he'll lead me to someone on YouTube and they'll be saying the same thing. I'll be like, okay, you know, I know God is showing me, you know, this for a reason, but am I the only one, you know? And sure enough, she was saying, and she was getting deeper than me, but I'm just letting y'all know that you need to be careful. You women, please be careful. Because, you know, in this dream, and the Lord told me, he said, this is what's happening. Ain't no futuristic thing, okay? It's happening now, because the Lord told me. And the way I watch it blend into society, I watch the children grow up and become very important people in society, very influential. So I'm praying that if you heard this and you are a female, please don't just be so anxious to get his last name, like I posted on the Prophetic Mile page on Facebook. Don't be so anxious to get his last name that you overlook the demons associated with him. Okay, that was deeper than what y'all knew. I'm telling y'all now why. Some people are married to him right now. They didn't see him shapeshift. Okay, you know, leave their angelic form, you know, looking like, you know, like their leave their man, you know, like the human looking form that they can take, and then go to their shapeshift, to their, you know, fallen angel form, which is a horrible, horrible sight to look at. I can't even describe. It's like the Lord let me see it, and I was traumatized when I saw an individual. But when I come out of it, all I can remember, it was like a monster. It was like, I can't really, you know, like remember exactly. And the angels of the Lord just flying in here like crazy, to assure me, go ahead, tell it, because they know. I just now start uncovering visions on my YouTube page that I had, I think the longest was like 9 years ago of what is to come. Some things have taken place. And I just posted one on my page about the Ukraine and Russian war and how they was going to, you know, we was going to get hit with some bombs coming over here, some missiles. And it doesn't, you know, give me no pleasure to tell, you know, these things, but I have to be obedient. You know, obedience is better than a sacrifice. And so I'm telling you, some people may be like, you know, that's confirmation. And some people be like, what are you talking about, prophetess? You know, and then start researching for yourself. Look up shape-shifting. Okay, look up fallen angels. You know, aliens. Okay, I'm telling you, this here, what God is showing me, I just be like, Lord, you know, he said, tell it. Because when it happened, I don't want my children to say, I did not tell my servants to prophets to inform you, to let you know, because the word of God says, surely the Lord will do nothing unless he revealed it to his servants to prophets first. Okay? And he allowing it, you know, because Bible prophecy have to be fulfilled. You know, and so I have another one I'm going to tell, but I'm not going to tell it on this one. And this was about aliens, okay? And it's going to come a point in time that y'all going to be sitting right here looking at TV and watching them say, we welcome these aliens to this country. It's coming. All these movies that y'all done seen, okay? You know, War of the Worlds with those looking half dead things running around, all of those things that you seen on TV, they was just trying to soften the blow. They were trying to let you know what's going to happen. The Walking Dead, that series has been going on for a long, I've never seen a series stay on as long as The Walking Dead. And I believe with everything in me that they wanted us to see how it's going to be. Now, I can't tell you how long these things going to happen. God knows in heaven. I hope that I'm like 90 years old. I don't know. But a lot of the things that he's showing me is happening. But I know the fallen angels are already here. Okay, from what I seen, how I grew up and was in society, that means it's already, they already here. They're already impregnating women, you know, to carry their offspring. You know, and the mothers know once they find out what they're going to do. Because that mother instinct in you is going to love it. Like I said, I knew it wasn't normal, you know, and I at first it was trying to, you know, like nurse me and I would push it away, you know, nurse off me. But then eventually I gave in and was secretly doing it because of, you know, my heart. That's why you need to pray like never before. If you do not have a prayer life, develop one now. Okay, if you have fallen away from the Lord and you know, now's the time to come back in the ark of safety. None of us are perfect, but you have got to develop your relationship back with the Lord. And one of the ways to do so is to pray and to fast like never before. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Until next time.